Stove Store and Patio is here to help your home stay warm and cozy until spring with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and even keep you warm and cozy in the event of a power failure. Kraft Stove Store and Patio even features the Radiant Heating vented gas logs that have a real fire look and radiant heat. Visit Kraft Stove Store and Patio, located on 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylors.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio.
What is going on, South Carolina and all the ships at sea? How are you today, Producer Ramona?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. I have some sad news, and it was news that we really just witnessed, the dignified transfer, sadly, of Sergeant Edgar Brian Torres Tovar of Des Moines and Sergeant William Nathaniel Howard, 29, of Marshalltown, Iowa. They died serving their country. Shot dead by a rogue security force member in Syria. I don't think we appreciate the National Guard enough. I think that we see that they are placed in constant danger here and abroad. And I think we sometimes fail to recognize that. And the dignified transfer of U.S. servicemen, women, at Dover is just one of the hardest things to witness, but it is these individuals who made the ultimate sacrifice, and we should never forget that. So thank you to both of them and their families. I realize just what terrible losses they are. And again, it's on the heels of seeing another terrorist attack on two National Guardsmen. And it just doesn't seem to end. That's the world we live in. So very, very solemn, difficult day in that regard. But two heroes. And quite honestly, the civilian who was functioning as an interpreter and lost his life as well in this attack. So very saddened to see all that. That just all took place at Dover. And I was listening to the part of it I could when I was on my way in, because it's a part of who we are, and these are our heroes, and these are the people who protect us and make, you know, all the things that we do possible on a daily basis. So I feel compelled to living in the real world to start today's show with that. We have lots to get to on today's show. A lot of college football. There's a lot of big college football right around the corner. Obviously, Clemson basketball last night versus South Carolina. And the very unfortunate Zach Foster injury that we are waiting final word on. But many are interpreting as an ACL type of situation, which I'm hoping not, for a whole assortment of reasons, which I will get to shortly. Ramona, on a lighter note, this is for you. We were talking about stickers on vehicles yesterday, correct?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Okay. I am at a light in downtown Anderson today. Okay.
Yes.
And a white car pulls up on my left, and I'm not paying any attention, but I'm like instantly alerted to there's something strange about this car. And I'm like, what on earth is that? And I look over, and I'm sorry if this is you, but you know, you brought this on yourself.
Okay.
I see what look like 1,000 little stickers all over this car. All over the body, and everything?
All
over the rear two-thirds of the vehicle.
Oh, no, that's not good.
And they're, like, multicolored. And I'm like, what are those? And then I realized, Ramona, I'm going to give you 5 guesses. They're all the same thing.
Okay. Is this a Jeep?
No.
Okay, so it's not there a are duck.
This is a white vehicle with tinted windows. There have to be at least 1,000 of these. I assume they're stickers. They look like stickers. They look like tiny little stickers. There have to be at least 1,000 of them. I don't know why anyone would take the time to put 1,000 stickers of any sort on a vehicle. I mean, I don't know how long that would take. I couldn't do 3 of them, and I'd be done. But go ahead, take your best guess, Ramona.
Smiley faces?
No, that's a good guess. Is it a happy message? No, I would think if you're looking for Animal Kingdom.
Oh, so it's an animal.
Animal Kingdom as a whole.
Goodness gracious. I don't know. Puppy faces.
Bats. Bats.
Bats.
Bats.
I never would have guessed.
Why? I mean.
Like. Bats, like that hang out in cages.
Bats, yes. A 1,000 little bat stickers all over the back two-thirds of your vehicle that are multicolored.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, why?
Yeah, no.
Why is the big question. Why? I mean, do you think, Ramona, there was any baddie buyer's remorse on that after it was all done? Do you think that...
I don't know.
What would have been the thought process? I'm just sort of curious. Like you wake up one day and you say, yeah, you know, I got to order 1,000 little bats to put all over the vehicle today.
I wonder what they represent.
Right. That's what I'm asking. What would be the rationale? What would be the reason that you would think that's a good idea?
Look at the driver?
No. Tinted windows, like I said. Tinted windows.
No driver information.
Yeah, no clues. No clues from the driver.
A college student or a mom with a kid in school.
No. Yeah, I don't care. You know, really, I don't
care.
Trying
to figure out what
it is. I don't care who you are or what you are.
I was trying to figure it out.
Right. It's just if you put 1,000 little bat decals all over your car, there's something odd about you. You're not in keeping with the rest of us.
I'm with you. I'm thinking that took a long time.
Yeah, a long time. Very long time.
And like, so it's on the body of the car, too.
All over the body of the car.
Just ruins your paint, ruins your trade-in value.
Right. That's sailed. Yeah, that ship has sailed.
I mean, no,
there won't be any trading in of this vehicle.
No. You're going to drive this till it dies.
But why? I mean, look I'm okay with Halloween. I like candy as much as the next person. Probably more. I like Halloween. I like B-horror movies. But I'm not putting 1,000 little bat decals all over my
vehicle.
Yeah,
I don't know what the bat represents. If it was a Jeep, I was going to say ducks.
Yeah, ducks.
You know,
yeah, ducks.
But
which I don't quite understand either.
I don't know bats. I don't know bats.
You know, I'm not like look. I'm not on the Jeep ducky thing. I don't quite get that as a Jeep person.
I don't
person.
Either. I'm guessing some girl started it.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't know why. It just makes me think that some girl started it.
Yeah, look, when I take my Jeeps, I don't take them to places where I'm going to encounter other Jeepers who are handing out ducks. Okay,
you don't
there
go
are no
to
ducks.
The National Jeep Owners
no,
Convention
no,
every
no,
year.
I'm out in the wilderness somewhere, and there are no people carrying.
Yeah,
there are no other Jeep people carrying around cases of rubber duckies. Okay, so I don't encounter them. But I did go to a doctor's office one day, and I came out, and there was a duck on the handle of my Jeep. I at the time. I had no idea what that. I thought some kid must have put it there, I just threw it on the ground.
You didn't know why you were doing.
No,
it.
No, I just.
And it came like, out.
Yeah. And then I realized later it's actually like a thing.
It's a thing.
I didn't know it was a thing because I'm
know
like,
it was a thing either. I've seen it, and I didn't know.
Oh yeah. You see these Jeeps around? They have like 500 of them on the dashboard. it's odd. It's a little. I don't know what it is, but I don't hate it. It's part of the.
No, it's
part of the.
Not your thing.
Right. It's part of the club. You know.
Yeah,
it's part.
Fine.
It's part of the
that's
club. Fine. I do the whole Jeep wave, the Wrangler wave.
What is that now?
Oh, the Wrangler wave. You have to wave to other Wranglers.
So when I'm behind a Jeep and I can't see around them, I'm not waving.
No, all Wrangler drivers wave to other Wrangler drivers.
Okay.
It's part of the club. Now, if you own some other Jeep other than a Wrangler, you're not in the club. We don't wave to other we don't wave to other non-Wrangler Jeeps. Only to Wrangler Jeeps. Okay, that's how it works.
I got you.
You're not in the club. You're not considered like a real enthusiast if you're driving, you know,
a different kind of Jeep,
a Cherokee or whatever. You're not.
I didn't realize
there was a class
of Jeep.
Well, but there is an advantage in a way to that because it turns out that there are a million Jeep Wrangler drivers, and there are some days you do nothing but wave when you'd rather not be waving. You know, you don't really feel like it's a waving day. It's more like a finger day, but you're compelled to wave.
A finger day.
Yeah, but you're compelled to wave anyway because it's a moray. It's a societal law.
Every day in traffic is a finger day.
It's a Jeep Wrangler. It's a Jeep Wrangler law. You know, and you figure that out relatively soon after you get your first Jeep Wrangler. That's part of the deal. All right, Clemson basketball with a big win last night, but perhaps a costly win. It's not a game that that the Louvre is going to request to air. It was not a thing of beauty. It was pretty much a rock fight. It was ugly. Clemson was good defensively, but, you know, offensively pretty good. Did not kill South Carolina on the offensive glass, which surprised me. South Carolina, of course, kept seven-footers on the court. I wasn't sure they would do that, but they did. They kept seven-footers on the court all day. We did say yesterday they might do that. We also said South Carolina is not exactly the gang that shoots straight, and they're not really a good percentage three-point shooting team other than Michi. The rest of them just don't shoot the ball well, and that was on full display last night, Ramona, because they went, I think they went 4 of 27 from three-point range. You know, you're not going to win many games when you go 4 of 27 from three-point range. Some of that was Clemson's defense, and some of that was just South Carolina's ineptitude shooting the ball. And it was just like brick city for South Carolina from three-point range. And honestly, none of those shots felt like they were going in either. They weren't in the cylinder. They were just – and some of them, you know, many of them were guarded and challenged, but many of them weren't. And they just kept shooting them, you know. I think South Carolina, Lamont prefers the analytic approach to basketball, which means three is better than two, and that's why they take such a large percentage of threes. The dilemma for them is they can't shoot them. So that analytic approach actually doesn't apply to you, Lamont. Man, I'm sorry. It just doesn't. It doesn't apply to you. It's not for you. It's for other people who can shoot. You can't shoot, so the analytic, the benefits of trying to trade three for two doesn't work when you're shooting 4 of 27. And quite honestly, they just don't shoot the ball well. I mean, the only guy on that team who's shooting 30% that I can remember is Michi Johnson. The rest of them are all mired at down like 23%. So the suggestion I would have for Lamont, for South Carolina, is stop shooting them. I mean, you don't shoot them well. Why make that? You're not the old Golden State Warriors. I mean, that's not who you are. You know, if you shot the ball well, then I understand playing to the analytics. What I don't understand is continuing to shoot threes when you can't make them. I just from their standpoint, it was bound to be ugly, and it was. I mean, 4 of 27, I think, is what they went from 3-point range. 4 of 27. Right, I mean, it looked like, you know, blind people shooting the ball. I mean, it was just awful, absolutely awful. And, you know, and quite honestly, Clemson had chances to sort of put them away and just never really did. It was a strange game. Clemson's free throw shooting was terrible. Carter Welling especially. Carter went like 5 of 14 or whatever it was from the foul line. That's not good. You know, look, there's a hint right in the title. They're called free throws. They're called free throws, Carter. Can't go 5 of 14. Now, he played well, okay? He was one. There weren't many people who played well, but he was one who did. And without him, I don't think Clemson wins the game. I thought he really played well. He was super aggressive attacking the rim. That's why he went to the foul line. We talk about free throw attempts all along. We have a lot to get to as far as this game is concerned. We're going to cover this. Then we're going to move to college football. We have a couple of NFL notes as well, but we're awaiting word on Zach Foster. And quite honestly, this is a situation that not only impacts Zach and the rest of his season, but it greatly impacts the rest of Clemson's season in a way that I'll explain when we get back. But look, for me, he was the extended hope of this season. The ultimate success of this season down the road hinged on him. And if he's not going to be available, that just dramatically changes the upside potential of this basketball team. I mean, dramatically. Now, look, there are still guys who can play. It's still next man up. That's the way of this world. I'm not blaming anybody in particular, nor necessarily South Carolina, but there were a number of very hard South Carolina fouls in that game. And that apparently was one of them. I was driving when that one occurred because the game obviously started at 7. Waltip to the Road Rage, quick break.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately, chances are good that at some point, it'll happen to you. Roof troubles. It's one of the most important parts of your biggest investment. So when you need repairs or a new installation, you need someone who you can trust to get the job done right. You need Joe Robertson & Son Roofing.
As a family-owned and operated roofing company since 1965, Joe Robertson & Son have built a reputation for quality craftsmanship. It's why thousands of upstate home and business owners have chosen them for their roofing needs. Beyond providing quality work they're proud to stand by, Joe Robertson & Son Roofing also takes a client-first approach to their job. That means quality roofing, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. Put it all together, and it's easy to see why they're the upstate's premier roofing provider.
You can't cut corners when it comes to roof repairs and installation, so go with the trusted name in the upstate. Go with Joe Robertson & Son Roofing. Get started today by visiting them online at robertsonroofing.net.
The holiday season is here, and Elkmont is counting the days to Christmas with a special sales offering for each of the 24 days of Christmas. Items will be added daily and posted on Elkmont's Facebook and Instagram pages. Elkmont has all the brands you love, like On Clouds, Birkenstock, Extra Tough, Patagonia, Z-Supply, Filson, Columbia, Maui Jims, Costa, and so much more. Elkmont is located in Powdersville and Clemson or online at elkmonttradingcompany.com. That's E-L-K-M-O-N-T tradingcompany.com. Merry Christmas.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Share a box or two at your business meeting, at church, or with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Fast breaks, buzzer beaters, block parties, all back and all better with Underdog. That's right, with the NBA and college hoops in full swing, I'm playing Underdog basically every night, and you can too. In fact, you should. You just pick whether your favorite players are going higher or lower on stats like points, rebounds, assists, steals, blocks, et cetera, et cetera. It's amazing. And if you do a good job, you can win up to 5,000 times your cash just by knowing ball. It's amazing how that works. And as easy as it is to play underdog during basketball season, it's even easier to get started. Download the app today and use promo code OOB to score $75 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Underdog. Make picks. Win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing-it-terms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Fall weather offers a great opportunity to get creative in your kitchen and your backyard when preparing meals for family, friends, and neighbors. And nothing makes your creativity more enjoyable than the selection of ingredients you'll find at your neighborhood Ingles Market. From hand-cut steaks to fresh seafood, locally grown fruits and vegetables from right here in the Carolinas. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a weekend cookout, rely on your local Ingles to have what you need. If you're traveling or heading to the mountains, use your Ingles Advantage card to save on fuel purchases before you hit the road. Shop your Ingles Pharmacy to save on prescriptions. If you're having a family get-together or reunion, have the Ingles Deli create a custom platter just for you. The Ingles Floral Department has beautiful arrangements to accent your home and your table. Take it from me. You'll find everything you need at your local Ingles. Low prices. Love the savings.
Davis Services has a few tips on how to keep your pipes from freezing this winter. Make sure you remove and drain hoses used outdoors. Add insulation to attics, basements, and crawl spaces to keep the walls warmer. When the weather is very cold outside, let your water drip. If you are going away during cold weather, leave the heat on in your home to prevent the walls from getting too cold. If, despite your best efforts, you still lose a pipe to the cold weather, call us, Davis Services, at 864-578-9233, and we'll send out one of our plumbing professionals to repair it.
Guys, thanks for helping me carry my Christmas tree.
Zoe, this thing weighs a ton.
Drewski, lift with your legs, man.
Santa, did you get my letter?
He's talking to you, Bridges.
I'm not that.
Of course he did, right, Santa?
You know, my elf Drewski here, he handles the nice list.
An elf? I'm 6'3". What everyone wants is iPhone 17, and at T-Mobile, you can get it on them. That center stage front camera is amazing for group selfies, right, Mrs. Claus?
I'm Mrs. Claus's much younger sister. And at T-Mobile, there's no trade-in needed when you switch, so you can keep your old phone.
Or give it as a gift.
And the best part? You can make the switch to T-Mobile from your phone in just 15 minutes.
Guys, my side of the tree is slipping.
Timber!
The holidays are better at T-Mobile. Switch in just 15 minutes and get iPhone 17 on us with no trade-in needed.
With 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off earlier. Cancel. Finance agreement, 256 gigs, $830. Eligible port in a new line, $100 plus a month plan with auto pay plus taxes and fees required. Check out in 15 minutes or less per line. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Get fired up with Walt Deptula on Road Rage, weekdays 3 to 7, for all things sports. Exclusively on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Girl, you're my angel, you're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me, baby. Shorty, you're my angel, you're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend.
Walt Deptula Road Rage, we're back.
Mr. Fender had guessed Christmas lights are on the car, and that's a good guess.
Because we've seen two cars like that now.
Yeah, that's a good guess. But no, bats is the correct answer. Multicolored bats.
Like bat crazy.
Yeah, bats. If you've seen that vehicle, let me know. Or if it's your vehicle, actually, if it's your vehicle, I'm hoping you don't listen to me.
Are you scared?
No, it's the opposite.
I'm interested in what it means.
Well, that's why I hope you don't listen to me, because you're odd. That's why. I mean, you have 1,000 bad decals on your vehicle. That's just strange. I mean, there's no way.
Something on the vehicle to explain it.
Okay, you want an explanation? Yeah.
Something like some words at the top and then the bats. I don't know. Something so you understand.
I didn't see the license plate, but I'm guessing it was like Batty or something.
Probably.
You know, something of that sort. This is it. See, Texter 710 says it means they're weirdos, Ramona. That's it.
That's all you need to know, that's right. I guess.
What is this? Vet Girl says they're just a little batty. That's right. They are a little batty. You know, Jed wrote me about something, and I'm going to get into this, okay? Now, he said, I think Gase Buckner after last night is potentially big for this team. He actually has better overall performance than Zach on this season. Expect Dylan Hunter scoring output to go up if Zach's out for the rest of the season as well. All right, let me start here, okay? There's no way around this, all right? I think Ace Buckner played really well last night. He played really well early in the season. Then I think he got lost in when the competition level went up. All right. And Ace can do some things. One thing he can't do is shoot threes. It's going to take an off season probably to get better in that regard. It just looks too mechanical. Those shots don't look like they're going in. I know he hit one last night, but I thought the other one he took was ill-advised in the circumstance. I thought he made several mental errors down the stretch that were not a plus for Clemson. However, Clemson doesn't win the game last night without Ace Buckner. The two best players on the court last night for Clemson were Ace Buckner and Carter Welling. R.J. Godfrey did not play well. He only played like 12 minutes. I didn't think anybody really played well other than those two. I thought those two were the difference makers, even with Carter's trouble from the foul line. I'm not worried about that, okay? Actually, I'm happy about it. And I know that's going to sound odd to people, but I have said this a million times. It is free throw attempts that matter. That's what matters. That's how you win basketball games, attempts. It's like the rushing thing, attempts. That's how you win, right? That's how Duke and North Carolina have always won, because they've got way more attempts than everybody else in the league. Everybody's going to make roughly the same percentage within the bounds of reason. And Carter Welling is not going to shoot, you know, a 5 of 14 percentage on the year. He's going to be a 70-plus percent free throw shooter. His shot looks good. He makes jump shots from the top of the key. His free throw shot looks good. I thought he was actually a little rushed. I think he needs to, you know, take a deep breath and look at the rim. Knock the feather off the middle of the front of the rim, all right? But take a deep breath. Bend your knees, because his shot is good. I just thought the ball seemed like a hot potato in his hands or something. I mean, he just needs to relax, and he'll be fine. But I love the attempts. I love the aggressiveness, the way he attacked relentlessly all night. Clemson desperately needed that element. He's the guy who gave it to him. Without him, they don't win. Without Ace Buckner, they don't win. These things are true. The Zach Foster thing, all right? Listen, when Clemson played Alabama, the guy who belonged on the court was Foster, okay? He's the guy who belonged on the court. The athletic level went way up, and the guy who had the athleticism and the length to be on that court, the same thing with BYU, etc., the guy who fit was Foster, all right? There's nobody else who fits. He's the dude, All right. He's the guy. I'm not talking about what's happening right now. I'm talking about down the road when you're going to play other elite ACC teams or you're going to play potential tournament teams. This was the guy who gave me hope. All right. Because he's the guy we talked about who eventually would be the takeover guy at the end of games. That he was going to be the guy who could create for himself, could create for others, that could elevate over anybody, that has natural 3-point range, that's a naturally elite passer. He has all those capabilities. It hadn't all come together yet, but it was going to. It was just a matter of when. But when Clemson stepped up in class, in weight class, against other teams that have elite athletes, the dude who belonged was him. Nobody else did. He's the guy who belonged. And that's my concern. My concern when I first heard this immediately was, oh no, because honestly, a lot of my plans for this basketball team involve him. They involve him taking on a bigger role and being that dude when you play other really athletic teams. And with all due respect, Ace Buckner is not that. What Ace Buckner's great at is he drives the ball hard to the rim, and he finishes through contact for a smaller guy. He's strong, and he plays hard. He does all those things. He's going to give you what he can give you. I'm not worried about him. I trust in him. I think he's going to give you what he can give you. He might give you more trips to the free throw line, as he did some last night. But when it comes to elite athleticism and length to deal with other teams that have that, if Clemson's going to be without Zach Foster, that is an enormous blow. It's also an enormous blow to his progress, to his evolution as a player. It's a tremendous setback in that regard. It's just terribly, terribly disappointing. There's no way around it. And for me, it does change elements of this team without question, if that's the case. Tiger Rich. Rich, how are you, Rich?
Walt, my friend, Ramona, it's been about 12, 13, 14 years.
Well, welcome back, Rich.
Hey, man, you know, and I'm back in Greenville now for the last 9 months. I moved away to Athens, but Athens, it's Georgia Bulldog country. But I stayed in tune with what was going on, the championships, you know, the bowl games and everything.
Well, good.
Tiger fan since 1974. So I just back in, and I was listening this morning about the basketball game. I said, you know what? I better get back engaged with calling in. And then I turned it on just now, and you guys was on. You know, I enjoyed my time over in Athens. Funniest thing, though, Walt, I thought the people was really, really, really friendly because I would wear my Clemson attire downtown in different places. And, you know, and people would blow their horn and wave at me. You know, this is nice. But the funniest thing, they wasn't using all five fingers. And I couldn't quite understand that.
And I thought,
you know, they was really being nice. But I'm back, and I just wanted to, nothing much to say that Tiger Rich is back.
Well,
and
it's I'm good going to have be, you back, Rich. I'm glad to hear you're doing well.
They've been doing great. Still pastoring. Good. So that's why I couldn't wave back at them, you know. So, but nevertheless, you hear from me, Walt.
Sounds good, Rich.
Chime in, brother.
Thank you, Rich. Good
talking
to you. Glad you're doing well.
All right.
He said still pastoring Ramona, which is why he couldn't wave back in a similar fashion. You're also probably a little outnumbered down there, Rich, so keep that in mind. Well, he's back now, so it doesn't matter now. But Texter Jonathan says, well, I'm the guy that statistically proved the free throw imbalance that Duke had way back around 2006 was on air with you for that. I still use that example when I teach business stats. Nice to hear you bring it up again. That's from Jonathan. Jonathan, I'm sure you did, but you know, those numbers have been well known for forever. Maybe you had something specific at the time, and I appreciate that. I don't specifically remember that, but Duke and North Carolina have always benefited from massive free throw advantage, statistical advantage, and that statistical advantage is always related to attempts. And honestly, in recent years, one of the things that Clemson has not done great is the attempt column. And I thought this team had the potential to be better in that category, and maybe they are going to be better in that category. So, on the issue of Carter Willing's free throws last night, I'm not at all worried about that. I'm not making that an issue. I'm not at all worried about that. What thrills me is that Carter Willing took like 14 free throw attempts. That's what thrills me. That's what Clemson needs to continue to win. And he's not going to go 5 of 14 again. It won't happen. You know, I don't know. Maybe it's 10 of 14 or 11 of 14, whatever it is. If he can listen, if that dude can get to the line 13, 14 times, that's a big win for Clemson. Huge moving forward. But we're still awaiting. People are asking me, is there confirmation on Zach Foster? There's not. But I think the expectation is negative. Hopefully there's some surprise inherent in that, because again, there's no way around it to me. It's just, it's a massive, massive loss that changes the nature of the season. It does. It doesn't mean this team won't play hard. It doesn't mean they won't find other ways to win. It doesn't mean, you're still next man up. But I've made no bones about the fact that I think that Zach Foster's the most talented player Brad has ever recruited. And I think we've seen flashes of that already. And I wanted to see him continue to develop. I envisioned him being the guy who would take over late in games at some point this season. And as we move towards tournament basketball, being the guy that was the great equalizer. I mean, look, here's the thing. When you look at all those athletes Alabama had, for example, all right, the best athlete on the floor was Zach Foster. He's a freshman, but he was the best. I didn't say he was the best player on the court. I said the best athlete on the court with an expectation of one day being that guy. But he was that guy. You know, he's 6'5" with long arms and a 40-inch vertical leap, and he has touch and range, whether it's been displayed every time yet or not. He's an elite passer who plays with his head up and plays with composure. He's the matchup piece that allowed Clemson to compete against Alabama. That if you go back and watch that game, you'll see this. He's the guy. He's the guy that athletically changes the nature of that game. And when you think about games ahead down the road, he was that piece. He was going to be that piece. And there's just no way around it. If he's lost for any period of time, to me, that's devastating. It doesn't mean other guys won't step up and play well and you can't find other ways to win. It just changes. It changes the nature of the equation, because the most talented guy on this team is Zach Foster. And honestly, it's not even close. Walt Deptula, Road Rage.
Do you hate brown or dead-looking turf in the winter? At Carolina Top Dressing, they can turn your lawn into the beautiful summer green lawn everyone loves with their turf painting service. Also, now through winter is the best time to amend your soil and establish healthy roots. Ask about the soil conditioning program to get this done. Mention you heard this ad on The Roar, and you can save 10% off any of our services. Call today, 864-999-SAND, or visit carolinatopdressing.com to get a free quote.
The Greenville Winter Invitational returns Sunday as the Cincinnati Bearcats take on the Clemson Tigers in a basketball clash between two marquee programs. It's a highly anticipated nationally televised matchup featuring a surging Clemson program and a tradition-rich Cincinnati team. Tip-off's at 3 p.m., and you can score tickets today at the GSP International Airport box office or Ticketmaster through game day while supplies last. Clemson versus Cincinnati in the Greenville Winter Invitational, Sunday at 3 p.m.
Sitting here today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, I let time sneak up on me and did nothing on my Medicare choice for next year. Is there anything that Gary can do to help me?
Great question, listener, and one that I get often this time of year, so don't feel like the Lone Ranger. The qualified answer is probably. The odds are in your favor that you will qualify for one of the many special election periods that I can write a person in. Give me a call today at 864-307-8484 and let's go through the exercise together.
There you have it, listener. Gary thinks you have a pretty good chance of qualifying for a special election. So give him a call today, 864-307-8484, to find out. You'll thank me later.
Currently car shopping? State Credit Union now has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% APR. Plus, you'll have no car payment for up to 90 days, just in time for the holidays. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, scscu.com, and apply online for your new car loan today. That's scscu.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
I need a good plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
East Main Furniture in Easley, where every day is a sale day. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, lamps, rugs, mattresses, and occasional furniture. Brand names like Lazy Boy, England, Best, Ashley, Catnapper, Liberty Furniture, and Vaughn Bassett, all at discounted prices. If we don't stock it, we can special order it for you. With 90 days same as cash on purchases over $300, we make it easy. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-4426-054 today.
Hey guys, the holidays and new year are right around the corner. It's time to shed those extra pounds, get back in the gym. At Low Country Male, our concierge plan started around $7 a day. It includes testosterone, unlimited doctor visits, prescription management, and much, much more. With 9 locations in the Southeast and 10 years in business, come see why we are the most trusted TRT clinic in the South. Make men men again. Book today at lowcountrymale.com.
Guys, thanks for helping me carry my Christmas tree.
Zoe, this thing weighs a ton.
Drewski, lift with your legs, man.
Santa, did you get my letter?
He's talking to you, Bridges.
I'm not that.
Of course he did, right, Santa?
You know, my elf Drewski here, he handles the nice list.
An elf? I'm 6'3". What everyone wants is iPhone 17. And at T-Mobile, you can get it on them. That center stage front camera is amazing for group selfies. Right, Mrs. Claus?
I'm Mrs. Claus's much younger sister. And at T-Mobile, there's no trade-in needed when you switch. So you can keep your old phone.
Or give it as a gift.
And the best part? You can make the switch to T-Mobile from your phone in just 15 minutes.
Guys, my side of the tree is slipping.
Timber!
The holidays are better at T-Mobile. Switch in just 15 minutes and get iPhone 17 on us with no trade-in needed.
With 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off earlier. Cancel finance agreement. 256 gigs, $830. Eligible port in a new line. $100 plus a month plan with auto pay plus taxes and fees required. Check out in 15 minutes or less per line. Visit T-Mobile.com.
If it matters, we're talking about it.
Like it matters?
Oh, it matters. We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Waltip Tulu Road Rage. I mean, look, some of the obvious areas that get impacted if Foster is lost for the season are length and athleticism. I mean, you know, again, 6'5", long arms, 40-inch vertical leap. There's nobody else in the backcourt that has those ingredients, right? There's no other 6'5". There's no other long arms. There's no other 40-inch vertical leap. There's none of that, okay? That's why he's the he's the part that cannot be replicated. It doesn't mean other guys can't play well, but it just changes it changes who you are. And other guys are going to have to play well. If that's the case, if the expectation is and look, I even in listening to the call, I did not see that part. Again, I was traveling, but even listening to the call with Don and Tim, Don's instant reaction was, that's not good. That does not look good. And Don has seen enough for me to trust that instinct. So I hope that we get surprising good news on this today, and maybe we will. But I don't think that was the expectation based on the results that we saw during the testing time period. I mean, these guys know what's up, all right? They know how to test for an ACL by hand, by feel, and what it feels like, and when it's right and when it's not right. So I hope that we get a pleasant surprise in that regard. But if not, it impacts, we've talked about the depth of this team. One of the questions coming in was the backcourt. I think Zach Foster was going to ultimately be the answer to all those questions. Now, if what we believe has happened, then that won't be the case. And this team's going to need contributions from other guys, major contributions. Porter's going to have to be a bigger factor, without question. And he's played pretty well for the most part this year, without question. He's played pretty well. So, but he's going to have to do more. And all these guys are going to have to do more now. That's where we are. And Jed, you always do a good job with basketball. Jed says good points. Well, thank you, Jed. Again, Ace Buckner, who had been sort of the forgotten guy of late, is going to step into a much bigger role. And look, one thing I know he can do is he can get to the rim. If Ace ever figures out a three-point jumper, if Ace ever figures that element out, he'll be really difficult to guard because you're going to have to extend and play him honestly. Right now, you don't have to do that. He still gets by guys. He still gets to the rim. That's what I really love about his game. He attacks the rim and he finishes through contact, especially at for a guy who does not have great size. And he's physical and he plays hard. Well, again, he's going to have to be a bigger factor now. Butta Johnson is going to be a bigger factor now. And for the most part, I think Butta has played well of late. If the worst happens, these guys are all going to be able, all going to have to step up. Terry said the fact he was able to put weight on it makes me hopeful. I get that. I just don't think that's a real sign. I mean, lots of guys who tear ACLs still put weight on it. So I hope not. Texas says no go entertainment today. Made my ride home yesterday. It's Ray from Anderson.
We have one, Ray.
We have one. we have one last go entertainment, and that'll come at some point. So all you previous losers, all you people whose names I've seen on there a million times and haven't got in, you're gonna have one more chance. One more chance. Texas said knee wasn't hurt landing. Looked like he hurt it going up, he thought. I don't know. I have not even seen it as yet. So I don't know. I was listening to the radio broadcast on my way home, so I'm not sure. To people who are asking, there's no official word as yet. Texas said Deshaun Watson beat South Carolina without an ACL. Oh, speaking of that, Ramona, he did indeed. He did indeed. That's proof of it. But speaking of South Carolina, Ramona, I saw this earlier. This is from Elijah Campbell. Okay, I have not verified the results, but it seems like someone else did. But Elijah Campbell on social media posted this, and Elijah has a show or podcast somewhere. I had not seen his work before, but he posted this. South Carolina, Ramona, according to Elijah's numbers, in men's football, basketball, and baseball in the last year counting, that Ray Tanner's AD Ray Tanner, South Carolina, 10-58 versus Power Four competition. 10-58.
10-58.
This is allegedly football, baseball, and basketball in the last year, and basketball still counting versus Power Four competition. 10-58. 14% win total. That's no gouda.
That is no gouda.
That's really
no gouda. That's really no
gouda. That's like, get the hell out right now. You're all fired. No gouda.
You're going to laugh at me, but I thought they already got rid of him.
Listen, Ray Tanner. Listen. Ray Tanner is the guy who is responsible for a lot of this stuff at South Carolina, and I thought he was gone. He's the state of the state in terms of what South Carolina is, and he's not gone as of yet. But I think a lot of South Carolina people would. He's athletic director emeritus. So I mean he's practically gone, but he has had a major impact on everything that has happened at South Carolina, and he's the guy who is still responsible. I think he's still a senior advisor there. He's not the acting AD anymore, but he's the guy who has basically set the stage for all of this. And again, I believe he still functions as an advisor to the president or something at South Carolina. I believe that's his deal. But his tenure at South Carolina was not good. It was not good. And he's really the guy who's at fault for all of this. And this 10-58 number, if this is correct, again, I don't know. It said over a year. So I don't know exactly what it tracks back to, and obviously basketball is still going on, but it's not good. And when you think about it, you think, well, okay, I didn't go back and verify all this, but you think, okay, 10-58 over last year, that could be against Power Four competition, that could be, and that's the state of South Carolina athletics right now. So Ray Tanner. Ray Tanner, listen, he was never cut out to be an AD. He was a great baseball coach. He was a great baseball manager, one of the best ever. He should have stayed in that role. It was a big mistake to make him AD at South Carolina, and this is the price you have paid for the Ray Tanner experience as AD, and that's how you get to 10-58 over the last year with the hires that and the failings that Ray Tanner made, especially as it relates to baseball, which was his sport, which, if you can't get that one right, how do you get anything right? And that's sort of the truth about Ray and, his failings and why South Carolina is where they are. Let me tell you about the Franklin Tree Service. Proud to be a longtime partner of Road Rage and The Roar. You might remember me mentioning them back in the day. They're back advertising with us. They want to remind you that they're the affordable, reliable, and trusted option for all your tree service needs in the upstate. Whether it's one tree or 20 trees, they're here to help you make the right decisions when it comes to removal, trimming, assessing for any type of hazards. The upstate has strong winds, wind gusts throughout the year. We all have that one tree in our yard that looks a little suspect, like it might fall or damage your property if it had the chance. Don't let that happen. Franklin Tree Service wants you to be proactive, not reactive. Their expert team provides free tree assessments to identify potential hazards, safe removal of leaning trees, trimming of overhanging limbs, yard thinning to prevent future damage, emergency storm services, fully insured, committed to top quality work. Call the Franklin Tree Service today, 864-947-9065, 864-947-9065. And again, I have personal experience. I've hired Brian Franklin on multiple occasions to save me, and he did. My home would have 100% been crushed in Helene had I not had trees removed. So I was proactive, and I'm really grateful for the Franklin Tree Service. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Roosters wants to help you give the perfect gift this holiday season. Stuff those stockings with gift cards and shave kits and get their gift boxes for under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call them at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
It's the ideal time of year to visit ACD Sports on 123 and Easley. ACD has a great selection of Clemson items for all ages in their Clemson fan shop, plus spirit wear for Pickens County Schools. ACD does team uniforms, company caps, and polos, embroidery, and screen printing, and can...